local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, today's the day. The rain is part of the mix. Chance of severe weather's here. But the good news is, on the backside of this could be some pretty fantastic weather for your Easter weekend. We'll get details coming up with Dr. Bill. First, let's check the traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery traffic center, westbound I-10, exit 15B. I've got a stalled out 18-wheeler in the far right lane. It's going to be slowing up traffic through there, so be careful. State troopers are clear, and the good news is no wrecks in the roadways. Good ride from the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fork, checking it accident-free. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today. It will be windy with a few showers and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and windy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a few showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
At 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday, little Friday. Glad to have you here. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, Kelly, the whole gang. Dr. Bill's full weather discussion coming up at around 6:35. 70 now at our studios. Let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A robbery case dating back 2 years is now over as a man convicted of murder is sentenced to two life sentences. 25-year-old Aaron Johnson was found guilty in March of the murder of 58-year-old Michael Levitz and will serve the life sentences concurrently. He was also found guilty of robbery. According to the Mobile District Attorney's Office, that robbery happened on Spring Hill and Michael Donald Avenues near the Alabama School of Math and Science back in 2016. When officers arrived, they found the victim on the ground near the side of the road suffering from a gunshot wound. Johnson was sentenced on Wednesday here in Mobile. We all know that teachers shape our young people, yet it's getting harder and harder to find men and women who want to teach. But it's not because they do not love education, but it's the teacher pay and benefits which receive a bad grade. Alabama lawmakers are right now trying to change that thanks to a new retirement benefits bill called Tier 3. Representative Alan Baker sponsored the bill. He's a Republican from Bruton, and he says he's been working with the state's education groups as well as the retirement systems of Alabama since 2018, working to find a way to offer better retirement benefits to teachers, especially since our neighboring states are doing just that. According to Chairman Bill Poole, Tier 3 will represent a cost savings of more than $2 billion over the Tier 1 benefits offered prior to 2013, and the goal is to recruit students graduating from college. Under Tier 2, teachers hired on or after January 1st, 2013 must wait until age 62 to retire, but Tier 3 allows teachers to retire after 30 years, which is similar to what Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi have in place right now. This bill calls for all Tier 2 employees to be converted automatically to Tier 3 unless the employee chooses to opt out of the conversion. And it also restores teachers' ability to count unused sick leave towards years of service. Baker says if we don't have quality teachers in education, then we really don't have much education. The committee unanimously approved the bill. The bill now heads to the House floor for approval. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Several school systems have made the decision to let students go home early ahead of this evening's severe weather threat. In Alabama, Washington County Public Schools will dismiss at 1. In Mississippi, Greene County Public Schools will let out at 12:30. George County Schools will dismiss car riders at 11:15 and bus riders at 11:30. There's a high risk of rip currents at Gulf Coast beaches beginning this morning until late Friday night. The surf height is expected to be 5 to 8 feet along the Florida and Alabama coast. A man wanted for murder and attempted murder in Fort Walton Beach this weekend has been captured in Chickasaw. Thanks to a tip, police arrested 31-year-old Aramis Mario Garcia. He was booked into Mobile Metro Jail and is waiting extradition to Okaloosa County. A bill outlawing most abortions in Alabama has passed a House committee. It would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. That bill now heads to the full House. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5. Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Oliva steps down at LSU. The NBA and NHL playoffs roll on, and the Bay Bears get a win over the Biscuits. It's 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college news, LSU Athletic Director Joe Oliva announced Wednesday that he is stepping down from his role as the Tigers Athletic Director. Oliva has been the LSU athletic director since 2008. The school announced yesterday that he'll continue to serve as AD until a replacement is named before becoming the special assistant to the president for donor relations. Oliva steps down 3 days after LSU basketball head coach Will Wade was reinstated from a one-month-long suspension. That's following reports that he was caught on a wiretap discussing an offer for a recruit. ESPN reported later Wednesday that Oliva is expected to be succeeded as the athletic director by Texas A&M AD Scott Woodward. Woodward is a Baton Rouge native and LSU graduate. He's been the AD for the Aggies since 2016. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Boston Celtics got 37 points from Kyrie Irving in a 99-91 win over the Indiana Pacers. Here's Irving speaking after the game in some tried-and-true basketball cliches.
We do our best to go out there and really lay it all on the line, and you know, we throw ourselves into the game and we hope for some great results.
Laying it all out on the line.
I heard two of them, so it's a back-to-back cliches.
Yep,
nice.
Bunch of cliches post-game yesterday. Celtics now lead the best-of-seven series 2-0. Boston rallied and outscored Indiana 31-12 in the fourth quarter to pick up the win. The East's top-seeded Milwaukee Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 120-99 to take a 2-0 lead in their first-round series. The Bucks were led by Eric Bledsoe with 27 points and Giannis Antetokounmpo with 26. And the Houston Rockets jumped out to an early lead and had no trouble beating the Utah Jazz 118-98. MVP candidate James Harden had his third career playoff triple-double with 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Houston now leads that series 2-0. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Boston Bruins scored two goals in each period to defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-4 and tie their first-round best-of-seven series at two games apiece. Boston's David Pastrnak scored two goals in the win. Here's his second of the night, putting Boston up 5-3.
Marchand across, Pastrnak scores! His second of the period!
Game 5 is this Friday in Boston. The Dallas Stars scored four first-period goals, including three on the power play, and a 5-1 series-tying win over the Nashville Predators. Stars goalie Ben Bishop made 34 saves, and Roope Hintz scored twice in the win. The Stars and Predators series now tied at 2 as they head back to Nashville for Game 5 of the series on Saturday. In the final game of the night, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Calgary Flames 3-2 with an overtime game winner from Mikko Rantanen. The Flames had the best regular season record in the Western Conference, but the Avalanche now lead the series 3-1 and are one win from becoming the second 8 seed to defeat a 1 seed in the first round of this year's playoffs. In the Major Leagues, Atlanta lost to Arizona 3-2 in extra innings. It's the Braves' second loss in a row to the Diamondbacks. Philadelphia defeated the New York Mets 3-2. Washington beat San Francisco 9-6. That's despite the Giants hitting four home runs. Cole Hamels pitched seven scoreless innings, leading the Chicago Cubs past Miami 7-0. A.J. Pollock hit a three-run homer, and the L.A. Dodgers beat Cincinnati 3-2, and St. Louis beat Milwaukee 6-3. In the American League, Brett Gardner's 100th career home run was a grand slam, and the New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 5-3. He swept the Red Sox in the short two-game series. Tampa Bay improved their record to 14-4 with an 8-1 win over Baltimore, and the Texas Rangers finished a series sweep over the LA Angels with a 5-4 win. It's 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, and on the way, we'll give you the latest school closings announced for our area. I know that Kelly talked about that a second ago. We'll list those out as it is a severe weather day. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, around 6:35, will walk us through the timeline for what he thinks will happen here with the thunderstorm, straight line winds, and any possibility of severe weather in our area. It's all straight ahead.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today. It will be windy with a few showers and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and windy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a few showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner. For reliable repairs and maintenance at a reasonable price, go to King's Automotive, where you can trust they find the problem, not just throw parts at it. King's Automotive also has great values on used cars, especially budget-friendly cash cars. For king-size savings on service and sales, go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, right at I-10 and Highway 90. Family-owned and operated for all your automotive needs. Go to King's Automotive for the royal treatment.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value.
value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 1065 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 1065 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Westbound I-10, exit 15B. You've got a stalled out 18-wheeler in the far right lane. Good news is no accidents in the roadways. From Airport, Spring Hill, at Dolphin at 65, looks good. The Bayway, the Causeway, haven't had any delays yet this morning. The City of Mobile Special Events Department bringing back Spring Break Kids Days this week from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There'll be face painting, balloon clowns, inflatables. And tonight at 7:30, they're showing Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse at Medal of Honor Park. Find out more at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Well, thanks, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When you check into a hotel or motel, the understanding is you fill out your paperwork, you either pay up front or you give the front desk a credit card, and when you check out, you pay all at once. Well, one man in the Port City did not get that memo, as Mobile police arrested him after he was found asleep in a room he did not pay for. Last Monday, 22-year-old Cameron William was arrested after police responded to the Budget Inn just after 1 in the afternoon in reference to a reported burglary. Officers located Williams asleep in a room at the motel located on the West I-65 service road. Inside of a room, that's where they found him, that was not his. Authorities confirmed he did try to run, but they caught him and he's charged with burglary. Another day and another tornado count, as we now know 13 tornadoes touched down this past weekend. The National Weather Service added two EF0 tornadoes in Hale and Perry counties to that statewide list. All the tornadoes were either EF0s or EF1s, the strongest in EF1 with 105 mile per hour winds estimated, which hit Tuscaloosa County. There were also a few EF1s in Colbert and Franklin counties with the winds estimated at 100 miles per hour. Pike County had three separate tornadoes, the strongest hitting portions of Troy, and Shelby County had two tornadoes touchdown as well. And today we're expecting more severe weather in our area. The Storm Prediction Center has raised the risk for severe weather for Alabama today. We are talking about heavy rain, damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes. And with this enhanced risk, that means numerous severe storms will be possible. This is a level 3 of a 5-level severe risk category system. Keep it tuned to FM Talk 106.5 as Dr. Bill continues to let us know what we can expect today, tomorrow, and into the weekend, and what your family needs to do to remain safe. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. We'll check in with Dr. Bill coming up in just about 9 minutes. Think about saving money on this Thursday morning. Think about better fiscal health for your family. Think about saving money every month when you pay less on your credit card balances. Right now, you could run on over to Lightstream.com and check out a way to pay a whole bunch less on your credit cards every month. Like right now, if you look down, you're probably paying, 18-19% annually. You can refinance your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with auto pay. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. And you can even get your money as early as the day you apply. Plus, Lightstream, a division of SunTrust Bank, is one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. If you want to save even more, y'all can get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. Their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, 625, and we got a couple things to get to. Number one, like Kelly said, and we'll talk to Dr. Bill about it. chance of severe weather. Looks like that's a better chance as you go inland than it is down here on the coast, but for sure we're going to get the thunderstorms. You can look at the radar now. We're going to get the thunderstorms. We can get the rain. But we are also going to get the cooling and the beautiful Easter weekend to come.
Yeah, and when you look at the maps, they have us in a moderate risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's moderate. Which
moderate.
It's a 3 out of 5. Got to be aware this afternoon when it starts raining, for sure.
Right, and we'll watch this. Listen, it is it's the tornadoes that have people, you know, really paying attention this time of year, which is rightfully so. And we've talked about it over the last couple of days, as we've talked about it over the years. When things hit overnight, it's always great to have that weather radio and also those apps on your phone, that if there would be some sort of tornadic outbreak, it would wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the plan.
Yeah. And
some
alarms,
you know. When my phone goes off, and my weather radio, they both wake me up. They're pretty loud.
Yeah, thanks to your prodding and other people's prodding. You know, since I worked here, before I worked here, I didn't have a weather radio on me. I just, you know, I was risking it. I was a college kid ready to risk it all.
Yeah, but now you're a dad, dude. You got responsibilities.
Now my dad, and all the stories I've heard here where tornadoes just, they'll come through a community with, you know, that
while you're asleep,
no heads up.
Everybody's like, oh, well, I'll know what's coming. But not if it's 2 a.m. and you're asleep.
No, so you got to be ready, and it's one of those things where just like wearing an extra layer of clothes when it's a little cold outside, better to have it than not need it and not have it. Just go ahead, get a weather radio, set it beside your bed.
I mean,
set
it's pretty
it
easy, right? I'm not asking people to do. Say, they're not expensive. You plug the Joker in. You have a little 9-volt battery backup here. You have a little antenna, and it just runs.
Yeah, just use a little foresight, a little planning ahead, and you'll be set if anything comes through overnight, 2-3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, because this station will be EAS will take over the station.
Mm-hmm.
And I always talk about nighttime and sleeping, because during the day, radio will do it, TV will do it, you know, we'll have that EAS alert. Your cell phone, depending on how you have it enabled, will do it. But those are all good if you're awake. But you got to have something that, a storm, a tornado coming through during the day is not what I think scares me the most. What scares me the most is the one that comes when all the family's just passed out asleep snoring.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that concerns me the most. So just a heads up on that. All right, so we'll talk to Dr. Bill about that. Also coming up, a storm of sorts in Washington this morning. Of course, a release of the Mueller report. We'll see how heavily redacted it is. And coming up at 8:30 our time, Attorney General William Barr has a presser to talk about it. And it's already been decided why he's doing this on social media. Haters of the president have decided he's trying to spin it and exonerate himself from it.
Spin machine.
People that love the president are holding back judgment. I don't know. It's 8:30 this morning, I guess. So Barr will do his discussion of the Mueller report release. Then about an hour later, it'll actually be released. And then we'll do Midday Mobile, so go figure. All right, be right back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola man is expected to make his first court appearance on a homicide charge later today. A bond hearing is set for 25-year-old Bobby Hawkins. Deputies say he shot 28-year-old Kyle Baldwin Monday morning on Endsley Street following an argument. A 15-year-old boy is recovering this morning after being stabbed by a teenage girl in Mobile. Happened outside the Dollar Treat store on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, not far from Howard Elementary School. Police say Destiny Rogers stabbed the victim in his chest and back with a sharp object during a fight. Loxley police, along with the FBI, are investigating a robbery at the United Bank on West Loxley Avenue. That robbery happened in broad daylight around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And a bill that would cut the sales tax on groceries has stalled in a House committee. Tuscaloosa Representative Chris England filed a bill that would allow local governments to remove or reduce taxes on groceries. After a public hearing Wednesday, the committee has not decided when they would vote on that bill. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KimcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Attorney General William Barr will hold a news conference in 2 hours to discuss the Mueller report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign before the report, with parts blacked out, is released to reporters and Congress. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler is among House Democrats calling on Barr to cancel that news conference.
The Attorney General appears to be waging a media campaign on behalf of President Trump, the very subject of the investigation at the heart of the Mueller report.
President Trump says he may also hold a news conference. Breaking news this morning that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will travel to Russia later this month for a meeting with President Vladimir Putin. This, as Will Ripley reports, North Korea is calling on President Trump to remove Secretary of State Mike Pompeo from the talks.
They blame Pompeo in part for the breakdown in talks in Hanoi when President Trump decided to leave the summit without a deal. And at the same time, North Korea is also starting to hint towards a more militaristic posture.
I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report has yet to be released, but you can already order it online. Barnes & Noble is offering the Mueller report for pre-order to customers. So far, the public has been privy only to Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary of Mueller's report. Barnes & Noble says it is offering a PDF direct replica of the nearly 400-page report, Barr redactions and all. A pair of tech companies will launch themselves into the public markets today, becoming the latest big test for new listings after a rough early week for Lyft. Online image board Pinterest has priced its shares at $19 a piece, and Zoom Video Communications priced its stock at $36 a piece, valuing the company at more than $10 billion. Both will begin trading today. Polo Ralph Lauren today launched a version of its iconic polo shirt made entirely of recycled plastic bottles and dyed through a process that uses zero water. And that's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 1065. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so you've been talking about it for a couple days, and you can feel it out there, the humidity way up, the breeze is up out of the south as well, so the rain must be on the way.
Yes, it is, and it's raining now across East Texas and into Louisiana with a cold front, and that front is going to sweep across Mississippi today and get into our area this evening. And so today will be mostly cloudy and windy. Winds will be picking up this afternoon out of the southeast at 20 to 25 miles per hour with some higher gusts. This afternoon, we could see a few showers develop. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s for this afternoon. Now, tonight, some rough weather along the Gulf Coast. That front will be moving in this evening, and we can look for showers and thunderstorms. And looks like we could see a few severe thunderstorms and even some tornado activity. And the reason for that, we have a strong upper air weather system that would be moving through at that time with some strong upper air winds. And that provides the lift that's necessary for very strong thunderstorms. Look for those thunderstorms this evening with gusty winds, and temperatures tonight will eventually cool off into the upper 50s. I expect most of the rain this evening. We could pick up 1 to 2 inches of rain. Rain will taper off after midnight and cool down, as I mentioned, into the 50s, upper 50s. And then tomorrow, we're not going to clear off very rapidly. It'll be mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow out of the northwest. And tomorrow's high temperature will be in the 60s, most likely in the mid to upper 60s tomorrow afternoon. And we will see a few scattered showers off and on through the day. It'll clear off Friday night and down into the mid 40s. And then on Saturday, beautiful day, sunny and about 72, upper 40s Saturday night, sunny and that looks like mid to upper 70s for Sunday afternoon. So a beautiful Easter weekend with nice weather extending into Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, it'll be good weather for wearing your Sunday best to Easter services. Also, not getting particularly sweaty during the Easter egg hunt. I know that they say I shouldn't be out there with the kids. I'm out there assisting, Dr. Bill. I'm really not trying to steal the eggs from them.
Oh, yes, I understand. I'm
just assisting. Okay, let's walk back through once again. And tonight into tomorrow, you're talking about this chance of severe weather peaking, starting. When's the window for the best chance at the severe weather?
Well, starting anywhere from 7 o'clock this evening on through midnight. Would be the prime time for the severe weather activity. A few showers could be developing this afternoon, but most of the strong weather will be on through the evening hours. And then after midnight, the rains begin to taper off. As I mentioned, we will see a few scattered showers tomorrow, but quite a bit cooler.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, 638. We'll check headlines with Kelly and traffic with Kane next.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Plus, your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
The American Cancer Society wants to make sure every cancer patient who needs a ride to and from treatment gets one. Their Road to Recovery program aims to do just that, but they are in great need of volunteers. If you can help, call 1-800-277-2345 or visit their website at cancer.org. That phone number again, 1-800-277-2345, or visit the website, cancer.org, and be part of somebody's Road to Recovery.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. It's been a good ride so far across the Bayway, coming in from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Highway 90 from Old Pascagoula, Theodore Dawes Road, Nevius, Madison, Hillcrest, Vinchillinger, and Three Notch, we've got light traffic with no major delays. Bama Flooring has recently won the Customer Service Award for top-rated local. They sell quality products with professional in-house installers. Bama Flooring, with over 300 waterproof products and much more, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings, and it is that morning of the, it'll say heavily redacted Mueller report. That's going to be a tough thing to say, too, because we don't know what the, how do you know something, when do you judge something to be heavily redacted, moderately redacted, or lightly redacted? Do we have a lot of experience with that? Is it 50% of the lines in the thing that are redacted? Is it 40? I don't know. So some, there's redactions afoot.
And they say heavily redacted. Has someone got a look at this? I mean, how do they know he's not just going to release, you know,
I don't know.
He'll redact something, but they're just assuming that it'll be heavily redacted.
Unless they have some inside source that says, well, this is a heavy redaction, because news groups this morning are saying heavily redacted. We've heard that, heavily redacted. I guess we'll see this morning when that is released. 8:30 our time, and hopefully we'll be able to go to that presser. Attorney General Barr will be speaking, and then after that, the actual release to members of Congress, the media, of the Mueller report, and then... well, then all hell will break loose. So prepare yourself. That's the timeline for this morning. On the weather, remember the timeline is starting around 7 tonight through midnight tonight, the best chance of severe weather in our area. So stay aware. Keep up with Dr. Bill's forecast here at FM Talk.
Yeah, we talk about how high-tech Washington is. Mm-hmm. It looks like they have at least moved on into the 1990s because they're going to release the report to Congress on CDs between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time. So no USB drives, which is a sore subject right now around Washington with the Mar-a-Lago. USB, but they are going to burn just like the mixtape you made for, you know, someone back in the 90s.
I'm old enough, I made mixtapes.
Mixtapes.
Yes.
I used some CDs and burned them using the Windows Media Player.
I did that too.
But that's how they're going to get their Mueller report to Congress.
Way to go. Way to go, Washington. Way to go. This is, once again, let me just a little side, very quick thing, then we'll get to actual news. This is just a small opinion portion here. As we say, government needs to be in charge of breaking out new technology and doing these things. And certain things are at a level that you need a Manhattan Project, you need government involvement. But day in and day out, well, I'll say nothing else other than what Dalton just said. They're releasing the Mueller report on CD to members of Congress. At the same time, you can have an entire Tolstoy novel delivered to your phone in about 37 seconds while you're walking, you know, doing your walking or running exercise. Okay, just want to point that out. Free market. 6:43, here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In the world of politics, it seems that approval ratings are what it's all about. When the residents that you serve are happy with the job you're doing, you get the thumbs up. But if they're not happy, you get the thumbs down and perhaps voted out. But a new poll is bucking that system, saying that even though most voters are not too happy with the 10-cent gas tax included in Governor Kay Ivey's infrastructure plan, she's still their choice to lead the state. The Mason-Dixon Polling and Research Poll polled 625 registered Alabama voters between April 9th and 11th, which was 1 month after the legislature approved that gas tax plan. And the governor's approval rating in Alabama is at 60%, with 28% disapproval and 12% undecided. And the governor's numbers will both surpass President Donald Trump and Senator Richard Shelby. Mr. Trump's approval rating in Alabama was 52%. Senator Shelby's, a longtime Republican U.S. senator, he had an approval rating of 52%. The survey included responses from a phone-matched Alabama voter registration list, polling landline and cell phone numbers. A shoplifter threatens to shoot a Home Depot employee, but instead is arrested and charged with robbery. On Monday, just after 9 a.m., Mobile police confirmed that a male subject stole items from the store located on Mont Lamar, and when the store employee stepped in to inquire what he was doing, 59-year-old Fred Middlestorb threatened to shoot that man, and then he ran off. Police caught him and he was placed under arrest. And the search is on this morning for an unknown male accused of shooting another man multiple times on Knoll Street Monday afternoon. Police responded to the shots fired call and discovered the man severely injured. He was transported to the hospital. The suspect, meantime, was reported to have left that area on foot. Mobile police have not released a description of the suspect, but as always, if you have any information which could lead to an arrest, you're urged to contact police as this investigation is still ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Y'all say hello to my buddy Sid with Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I got to tell you something. So Sid's out at our house looking at our front yard, and you had your computer out there, and by the time you were finished, I had something to look at for a landscape design.
We're always trying to step up our game, I guess. And one of the things is that we're the landscape professionals. We know what it looks like. We know what it's going to look like. And so we're trying to communicate to you, the homeowner, a rendering. This is what we'll take a photo and we'll sketch over it. And this is kind of what we think it's going to be. And really all we're trying to do is make sure that our vision matches up with yours.
Yeah. And it's something that we can interact with you while y'all are there at their house.
Yeah. It's a real quick, easy process. Now, if we need to, and we're on the right track, we'll develop a detailed CAD drawing and we'll develop a plan that's going to serve you and something we can price off of. But what we really want to do is just not throw out a number. We want to make sure we're both on the same page.
All right. If you want to see what your landscape could look like, how do you get in touch with y'all?
Well, you can give us a call, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Several school systems have made the decision to let students go home early ahead of this evening's severe weather threat. In Alabama, Washington County Public Schools will dismiss at 1. In Mississippi, Greene County Public Schools will let out at 12:30. George County Schools will dismiss car riders at 11:15 and bus riders at 11:30. There's a high risk of rip currents at Gulf Coast beaches beginning this morning until late Friday night. The surf height is expected to be 5 to 8 feet along the Florida and Alabama coast. A man wanted for murder and attempted murder in Fort Walton Beach this weekend has been captured in Chickasaw. Thanks to a tip, police arrested 31-year-old Aramis Mario Garcia. He was booked into Mobile Metro Jail and is awaiting extradition to Okaloosa County. A bill outlawing most abortions in Alabama has passed a House committee. It would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. That bill now heads to the full House. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last 2 decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. personaledgefitness.com.
Oliva steps down at LSU. The NBA and NHL playoffs roll on, and the Bay Bears get a win over the Biscuits. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college news, LSU Athletic Director Joe Oliva announced Wednesday that he's stepping down from his role as the Tigers Athletic Director. Oliva has been the LSU Athletic Director since 2008. The school announced yesterday that he'll continue to serve as the AD until a replacement is named before becoming the Special Assistant to the President for Donor Relations. Tough gig there. Oliva steps down 3 days after LSU basketball head coach Will Wade was reinstated from a one-month-long suspension. That was following reports that Wade was caught on a wiretap discussing an offer for a recruit. ESPN reported later Wednesday that Oliva is expected to be succeeded as AD by Texas A&M Athletic Director Scott Woodward. Woodward's a Baton Rouge native and LSU graduate. He's been the AD for the Aggies since 2016. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Boston Celtics got 37 points from Kyrie Irving in a 99-91 win over the Indiana Pacers. Here's Kyrie speaking after the game in some basketball cliches.
We do our best to go out there and really lay it all on the line. And, you know, we throw ourselves into the game and we hope for some great results.
Hoping for great results, Celtics have gotten great results. They now lead the best of seven series 2-0. Boston rallied and outscored Indiana 31-12 in the fourth quarter to pick up the win. The East's top-seeded Milwaukee Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 120-99 to take a 2-0 lead in their first-round series. Bucks were led by former Parker High School player in Birmingham, Eric Bledsoe. He had 27 points, and Giannis Antetokounmpo had 26. And the Houston Rockets jumped out to an early lead and had no trouble beating the Utah Jazz 118-98. MVP candidate James Harden had his third career playoff triple-double with 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Houston now leads that series 2-0. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Boston Bruins scored 2 goals in each period to defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-4 and tie their first-round best-of-seven series at 2-0. Boston's David Pastrnak scored 2 goals in the win. Here's his second of the night, putting Boston up 5-3.
Marchand across, Pastrnak scores, his second of the period.
Game 5 this Friday in Boston. The Dallas Stars scored 4 first-period goals, including 3 on the power play, in a 5-1 series-tying win over the Nashville Predators. Stars goalie Ben Bishop made 34 saves, and Roope Hintz scored twice in the win. The Stars and Predators series now tied at 2 as they head back to Nashville for Game 5 of the series on Saturday. In the final game of the night, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Calgary Flames 3-2 with an overtime game winner from Mikko Rantanen. The Flames had the best regular season record in the Western Conference, but the Avalanche now lead the series 3-1 and are 1 win from becoming the second 8 seed to defeat a number 1 seed in the first round of this year's playoffs. In the major leagues, Atlanta lost to Arizona 3-2 in extra innings. It's the Braves' second loss in a row to the Diamondbacks. Philadelphia defeated the New York Mets 3-2. Washington beat San Francisco 9-6. That's despite the Giants hitting 4 home runs. Cole Hamels pitched 7 scoreless innings, leading the Chicago Cubs past Miami 7-0. A.J. Pollock hit a 3-run homer, and the L.A. Dodgers beat Cincinnati 3-2, and St. Louis beat Milwaukee 6-3. In the American League, Brett Gardner's 100th career home run was a grand slam, and the New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 5-3. The Yankees swept the Red Sox in the short 2-game series. Tampa Bay improved their record to 14-4 with an 8-1 win over Baltimore. The Texas Rangers finished a series sweep over the LA Angels with a 5-4 win, and Oakland snapped Houston's 10-game win streak with a 2-1 victory. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. It's been a perfect start so far. Coming across the Bayway and the Causeway, no accidents to speak of through Mobile for now. And again, if you're traveling Tillman's Corner and Theodore, traffic starting to build on Highway 90. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. No delays so far on the way in. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown's having a summer special. You get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today. It will be windy with a few showers and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and windy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a few showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, what year was that? When was my chemotherapy? And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
654 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. By a 26-1 vote, the state of Alabama's sex education law is now on its way to being updated. The Alabama Senate passed Bill SB 140, sponsored by Republican Senator Tom Watley of Auburn, and it focuses on Alabama Code 16-40-A2, which details the content, course materials, and instruction which is used to teach our K-12 students about sex education. Supporters say the updated terminology benefits the students, especially when updating words like sexually transmitted diseases to sexually transmitted infections. AIDS is now updated to HIV. Since an infected person is first diagnosed with HIV, HIV can become AIDS if left untreated. The bill now uses only, quote, medically accurate and culturally appropriate materials and instruction. The bill also removes a portion of the law stating, quote, homosexuality is not a lifestyle acceptable to the general public and that homosexual conduct is a criminal offense under the laws of the state. With very little discussion, senators approved the bill on Tuesday with a 26-1 vote. It now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. The numbers are in and the list is now out of the safest places to live in Alabama. SafeHome.org is a security system website which used 2018 FBI data to conclude that the five safest cities in Alabama are Vestavia Hills, Daphne, Pelham, Alabaster, and Madison. More than 13,366 law enforcement agencies of cities with a population of at least 22,000 were included when they took a closer look at the violent crimes and trends, citizen-to-officer ratio, and property crime trends all being taken into consideration. So Vestavia Hills has a population of 34,143. They had 22 violent crimes and 422 property crimes in 2018. Their crime trends decreased by as much as 8% in recent years. So Vestavia Hills received an overall safety score of 87.25. Daphne came in at 82.16, Pelham 82.1, Alabaster 81.91, and coming in fifth, Madison 81.86. The lowest rated place to live, Bessemer, which is in Jefferson County, at 24.94. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
What about Arundelay? Anything about Arundelay in there? Which is, have you heard Arundelay before? Which is Irondale in Jefferson County. But
so fancy.
Yeah, you've got to school with some kids are from Irondale, Alabama, when I was at the University of Alabama, and they'd say, yeah, Arundelay. And I heard that for years, and I finally said, are y'all saying Irondale? They said, yeah, we just make it fancy. 657 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back. News is next.